There will be a fresh face on the benches of the House of Representatives this week. The first ever elected lower house member under the One Nation banner, David Farley, will be sworn in today as the member for Farrer, the federal seat which is in regional New South Wales. This is happening little more than 3 weeks after his landslide by-election win against Liberal and National candidates and an independent. 69-year-old agribusiness consultant and grandfather comes to Parliament as support surges for the party founded by Pauline Hanson, with the latest AFR Redbridge poll showing One Nation surpassing Labor's national primary vote. David Farley joins me now. David, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What does it mean to you to be sworn in today?
Well, it has a number of feelings to it. First, it's quite humbling to be the first One Nation member to enter into the lower house, the first One Nation member to represent Farrer. It's also quite exciting that we've been able to achieve this. Not only exciting for myself, but exciting for all the constituents of Farrer. An extremely exciting and a proud moment for Pauline Hanson herself.
You're coming in a day after these Redbridge poll results, which show One Nation as the most popular political party in the country and Pauline Hanson as the most popular political leader. What's going on? How do you account for this significant rise in support for One Nation, particularly over the past few months?
Well, first of all, I think we ought to put it in perspective, as Pauline Hanson has. It is a poll. It's not a ballot.
True.
So polls have got elasticity to them. But what we learnt in Farrer was, first of all, the art of listening, to actually understand what's going on within your electorate. And that can transfer over to what's going on within Australia at the moment. Australians, in particular, are very, very uncomfortable and feeling a lot of personal discomfort, family discomfort and commerce discomfort just in way the policies that are running and driving our country at the moment, whether it's the price of liquid energies, the price of retail power for houses or for homes in themselves. We've just trying to digest a bouncing rubber ball of a budget that the government has delivered that again approaches it from an aggressive tax angle, which is taking more discretionary spend out of the pocket. And more importantly, I think, is just where is the aspiration for Australia at the moment? People cannot put their head above the daily parapet and look at a target and say, we're going here. The government's having a lot of problems in articulating their narrative of where they want Australia to be, when they want it to arrive, and how they're going to do it. So there's a powerful amount of discontent across Australia at the moment.
Are you prepared to, on some occasions, vote on issues based on your personal beliefs and the electorate's view, even if Pauline Hanson may disagree with a position?
Well, if that arises, I've got to address that. But first of all, I joined One Nation principally based on their portfolio of policies. I've been around the electorate of Farrer, and the electorate of Farrer via a ballot spoke quite loud and clear. I've tested a lot of what we achieved in Farrer across a broader Australia base over the last week. I think it would be rare that we find ourselves in disagreement. But then again, I've got one job to do, is to represent Farrer and represent it the best I can. And at the moment, the constituents of Farrer have picked myself and One Nation to do that for them.
What's One Nation's tax policy?
Well, if you have a look at the tax policy, it's quite interesting. First of all, they want to focus on an immediate address of the income splitting, the income sharing about arrangements. They've also had a good look at where we're collecting tax, where we shouldn't collect tax, especially across GST. And one of the attractive policies we've got is based on the cost of building a house. If we could remove GST from the input, the materials input to a house, it would reduce it substantially. We've got a policy based on focusing on making sure that we collect our tax, especially where large exports are subject to transfer pricing and we're missing our chance to gain revenue from that. So in all, if you look at it, it's trying to balance taxation out so that we're not dependent on the citizen or the constituent from the tax. We should be able to get it from our global marketplace and bring a lot of that money home, and also at the same time give that relief, especially in and around bracket creep, back to the consumer. So what we're doing at the moment is trying to digest, and I call it a bouncing ball because the government put the budget out there. Now they're eliminating things, adding things, changing rates on the budget, trying to work out exactly where that budget is about to land.
On immigration, One Nation has vowed to cap its visas at 130,000. You said during the campaign that last year's net overseas migration rate of 306,000 was probably not too many. Can you clarify your views?
Well, yes, I can, quite comfortably. That's net in immigration. On top of that, we have our PALM programs, our aged care nursing programs, our skilled programs on the temporary visas. Now, they're very important for an electorate like Farah, extremely important. So I'm definitely not at odds with the number, but what I want to make sure is that within our immigration policy, and it is there, as in the policy, in the sections I just announced, that Farah in particular, with our value-adding industries, has access to good quality labour, and that's there. So all those programs I just talked about there aren't in the 130,000. They're above it. They come in on either short or four-year visas and rotate through the system. But immigration and immigration management is important to Farah.
Will you commit to attending all sessions of Parliament?
Oh, that's my objective. Definitely my objective, unless, of course, there's something that calls me with a greater urgency outside of it. But my objective is to do as much as I can in there. I've got a two-year window to be able to report back to the constituency of Farah and say, here was the platform that we went in on, and our platform was based on improving productivity and capacity for Farah. At that end of that two-year period, although it may even be shorter, show them the scorecard. So a lot of what I have to try and do and achieve will require my attendance in the Parliament. So, yes, I intend to attend as much as I can.
Should Pauline Hanson be attending more often?
Look, I'm not exactly sure if, besides reading the press on the weekend, Pauline's attendance record and understanding it, but it's up to Pauline to see where she's more effective, and I'll leave that to that question for Pauline.
David Farley, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
David Farley is the incoming One Nation MP for the federal seat of Farah in regional New South Wales. And looking at the polls, while overall Anthony Albanese maintains a 6-point lead over Pauline Hanson as preferred PM, it's not the case among Gen X voters who represent One Nation's strongest support base. Senator Hanson leads as preferred Prime Minister among Gen X with 30% compared to 27% for Mr Albanese and 14% for opposition leader Angus Taylor.